Harper Wave and Harper Audio present Golden, The Power of Silence in a World of Noise by Justin Zorn and Lee Mars, performed by Prentice Oniemi. From Merity and Michael, and in memory of Rob Arioff and Ralph Metzner. Part 1. A Shared Yearning. Chapter 1. An Invitation. What's the deepest silence you've ever known? You can trust the first memory that comes to you. No need to overthink it. As you remember the experience, see if you can settle into it. Recall where you are, what's happening around you, and who, if anyone, is present. See if you can summon the atmosphere, the quality of light, the mood in the air, the feeling in your body. Is it quiet to the ears? Or is it the kind of silence that comes when no person or thing is laying claim to your attention? Is it quiet in your nerves? Or is it the kind of silence that lives deeper still, like when the turbulent waters of internal chatter suddenly part, revealing a clear path forward? Take a moment to consider what might sound like a strange question. Is the silence simply the absence of noise, or is it also a presence unto itself? Over the past several years, we've been exploring these questions with an unusual mix of people: neuroscientists, activists, poets, corporate executives, national politicians, teaching physicians, environmental advocates, a whirling dervish, a White House staffer, Buddhist teachers, Christian preachers, a Grammy-winning opera singer, a man incarcerated on death row, a Hollywood sound engineer, a heavy metal frontman, a cowboy lumberjack, and an Air Force lieutenant colonel. We've been exploring these questions for ourselves, too. The explorations, both personal and shared, have taken us to many places, including the balmy air at sunrise over a vast ocean, the stillness amidst untrampled high mountain snow. The questions have also taken us to places that aren't auditorily quiet: births, deaths, moments of awe, moments of dramatic and unexpected change when we're left grasping for familiar explanations until we finally have to surrender to the fact that there's nothing left to say. For us and for others, moments of profound silence have sometimes come through surprisingly high decibel settings. Running the perfect line through roaring rapids, dusk in the thick woods amidst an electric orchestra of cicadas, yielding all self-referential thought to the womp-womp beat of a crowded dance floor. If there's one common denominator to all these improbably diverse varieties of deep silence, we believe it's through the answer to the last of the questions that we posed to you. The deepest silence isn't just an absence, it's also a presence. It's a presence that can center us, heal us, and teach us. In his 1836 novel, Sartor Resartus, the Scottish philosopher and mathematician Thomas Carlyle writes of a Swiss inscription: "Sprechen ist silbern, schweigen ist golden." Speech is silvern, silence is golden. Or, Carlyle writes, as I might rather express it, speech is of time, silence is of eternity. This is the first known instance in English of the aphorism that inspired the title of this book. However, variants stretch back millennia in Latin, Arabic, Hebrew, and Aramaic. An early Islamic isnad, a lineage of transmitters of a sacred teaching across generations, holds that the origin of the proverb, "If speech is of silver, then silence is of gold," comes from Solomon, the great king of wisdom. To this day, the words are shorthand for the wisdom of knowing when to speak and when to abide. In our exploration of the meaning of the proverb, "silence is golden," we come back again and again to the notion that true silence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?